Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Three men in Belgium have been charged with terror-related crimes. That after authorities conducted raids detaining dozens for questioning. Now the rest were released. The federal prosecutor's office says a major terrorism investigation had determined that a violent attack was likely being planned for the near future. President Obama is urging parents to speak out for gun control following last weekend's deadly shooting. And NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama's also using his weekly address to appeal for tolerance and greater understanding.
With the approach of Father's Day, President Obama says he's been thinking about all the fathers and mothers around the country, trying to explain to their kids what happened in Orlando. He urged parents to speak out for what he called a safer, more loving world.
We need our kids to hear us speak up about the risks guns pose to our communities and against a status quo that doesn't make sense. They need to hear us say these things even when those who disagree are loud and are powerful. We need our kids to hear from us why tolerance and equality matter.
Earlier this week, the president met with grieving families who lost loved ones in the nightclub shooting and told them the American people are standing with them. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The city of Oakland has lost its third police chief in just over a week. NPR's Sonara Glinton reports this comes amid investigations into sexual misconduct and racist text messaging by officers.
It was only 2 days for Oakland's most recent police chief, Paul Figueroa. The city's mayor, Libby Schaff, says Figueroa's decision to resign is not connected to the city's two scandals, but she vowed zero tolerance.
I am here to run a police department, not a frat house.
Allegations surfaced that a number of officers had sex with a teenage prostitute and exchanged racist text messages. Schaff called for civilian oversight of the Oakland police force.
To root out what is clearly a toxic, macho culture.
Schaff says he won't immediately appoint an acting or interim police chief. For the time being, personnel decisions will be handled by Oakland's city administrator. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
California fire officials say a wildfire in Santa Barbara County is now 45% contained. Fire Captain Dave Zamboni says so-called sundowner winds weren't as strong as expected, which helped.
It gave firefighters opportunity to get in there and work this fire from the ground and gain additional containment line.
More than 200 houses are threatened, but officials say no homes have burned. Canyons and campgrounds remain evacuated. The fire is in a steep canyon filled with old-growth brush. Aircraft are being used to dump water on the blaze, and fire crews are trying to cut fire breaks in advance of the flames before those sundowner winds return tonight. This is NPR News. In Tennessee, jury deliberations have begun in the retrial of former Vanderbilt University football player Brandon Vandenberg. He's accused of encouraging teammates to rape his girlfriend, who was unconscious. He and a teammate were convicted last year on multiple counts of aggravated rape and sexual battery, but the verdicts were thrown out after it was revealed a juror was a rape victim. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton and her husband are celebrating the birth of their second child. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, the couple is welcoming a son this time.
The daughter of presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton and former President Bill Clinton announced the birth in a Twitter message. Chelsea Clinton says she and her husband Mark are, quote, overwhelmed with gratitude and love as we celebrate the birth of our son, Aiden Clinton Mesvinsky. It's the second child for the couple, whose daughter Charlotte was born in 2014. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump also has a new grandchild. His daughter Ivanka Trump gave birth to her third child, a boy named Theodore, in March. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
After 186 days in space, an American, Britain, and Russian crew has landed safely on the steppes of Kazakhstan. The trio conducted hundreds of scientific experiments while on board the International Space Station. And after a bearish week on Wall Street, all three major indices were lower on the week. The Dow and S&P 500 off more than 1%, while the Nasdaq lost nearly 2%. That's for the week. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.